So here we are. I mean, it's a squeegee chair.
Changing it up.
Changing it up slightly.
Yeah, we've been here before. Florida Avenue.
We need to really branch out.
We got to branch. Like, I just like the other place.
Yeah, enjoy it. They're really good. I mean, so honestly, you know, this is my second time here.
Yes.
So I haven't given them a fair chance by comparison.
No, I was turned off by them because, not because of the beers we had, but about that I heard they were owned by Anheuser.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think they are. I think they just distribute.
It was the rumor mill. It was the Southern Brewing rumor mill.
I looked into it and I saw nothing. I saw nothing to allude to that.
Yeah, that's so someone's throwing around some shit.
Yeah, people are trying to soil a good name.
This is Florida Avenue Brewing. Florida. If we haven't already mentioned it, is it brewing? Is this brewing? Florida Avenue Brewing.
Florida Avenue
ales. I don't know. Well, we're on Florida Avenue, and there's some guy, and he pissed in a bucket, and it's been sitting out long enough that I'm pretty sure it's cold.
It must be
fermented.
He's drinking some sort of cheap wine, so I'm assuming
it's got to be some alcohol content.
His piss has a high alcohol content.
It smells great.
Now we got to get this done quick because Tuesday nights at 7:30 they do have trivia. And
not
looks
that we're
like
plugging
it,
for them, no. But it looks like it's going to be a great time. So.
We've got two beverages.
Two little
very tiny
thimblefuls.
Very tiny, like a sippy cup.
Yeah, I would say a child could probably pound this.
And that's due to the high alcohol content. I've got the bourbon aged Belgian rye.
Brown.
Which is at 7%. You have the Maple
milk stout.
Maple milk stout at 9.5% alcohol.
Well, I'll take the picture.
Yeah.
We'll have the numbers.
We'll have the actual
You'll know.
Stuff.
But yeah.
Let me get into this one.
So we're beginning with the licky tongue. Yeah. I don't remember what it's called.
The stonk.
I believe this is the stonk. What is it again? It's a Belgian ale?
It's a Belgian rye. You want to get a smell?
I'm gonna honk us a stonk in it.
For some reason, they all smell citrusy to me.
Maybe there's something wrong with
me. I do snort a lot of...
You lodged a...
Orange pixie stick. I was doing lines of fucking...
You can't not.
The citrus
it's
pixie
so
stick.
It burns so sweet.
So I'm going to go ahead and...
All right, give it a little schlippy. You'll have to work your way past it,
yeah.
And then give it to me. So I mean, this is like so. The joke
problem
is, I'm
which won't be too.
I was just diagnosed with
leukemia,
the highly contagious form of leukemia. I'm getting over a sickness, so I don't want to. Roy and I, if you don't know,
you got down with the sickness.
I did. I sang the song.
I sang it way too much.
And we usually drink we share our drinks out of use crazy straws, and we sip it together. But the thing is, when I sip, I usually drink a full sip, and then I let the half of the sip go back into the beer to kind of churn around in there. It's probably still because the base is so wide. You probably still got another sip or two on that.
Let me get one more. It's not bad. Okay. I'm liking it.
All right. So we have to. The point is we have to drink in shifts, so he has to drink half of it, then I can drink the other half. So, bear with us.
You can't... We're starting with the barrel age.
This is the barrel age, and it smells like a whiskey, almost. That's what I'm getting from it.
Very light. That's that oak.
It was aged
6 months.
Mm-hmm. Jim Beam.
It was Beam.
You might want to take. I have a feeling I'm not going to like this one. Is it good?
Yeah.
Take one more sip, and then I'll do the rest. I don't want to spoil it for Roy, for the home. Okay.
You don't get too much. I pounded that.
Interesting. You do. I think you can taste it. You can taste the. A bit. I mean, I don't drink Jim Beam. I don't know what the difference is between that and any other whiskey or what have you.
It doesn't have like a, not like a smoky flavor, like an oaky. Like, I don't taste that. I'm fucked up.
What's going on here? I think that the up front, it's sweet and it is like a bit citrusy or fruity.
Yeah. It's a lot smoother than the name
suggests.
Yeah,
you think. But the the way it settles, it does kind of have that weightiness of the drink, the beanie.
Yeah, the way a whiskey would sit around and kind of not a burn.
It doesn't have that like alcoholic liquor tinge to
right.
it, so it's not like gross. Like I can sit it in my mouth, but I still feel like I'm kind of getting the same.
Yeah, the aftertaste does. I don't know, kind of in my stomach the way you would drink. You probably don't sip whiskey much.
I shoot it.
I shoot it
in my veins. I just let it go straight to the veins.
But yeah,
no,
it is that
kind of
warm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I mean,
it kind of takes on a lot of the properties.
No, I think it was Jim Beam that released the Devil's Cut whiskey, which is the whiskey that gets collected inside the barrel.
Ooh.
Inside the wood.
Okay.
So that could be, it'll probably take in, obviously, a lot of the oak flavors,
and
it gets some of the...
There are some of the liquid probably in this, just a bit.
Right.
I mean, depending on when they get the barrels.
Right, it could have dried out by now.
It just has the name stamped on it.
Right.
It was never... But I feel like you can kind of taste that.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. I mean, not my thing, but...
No?
Well, I don't care. I feel like this would be a good alternative for me to drink something that has that kind of flavor, because I feel like I just can't, at this point in my life, I can't drink alcohol straight.
No?
Like, I feel like I've had too many bad nights.
Right.
Where it's like my immediate reaction is just like a puckering in the back of my mouth, and I'm just like, no, I don't want, I'm not going to throw up, I'm not going to do it one sip. And that's why stuff like Jägermeister or Goldschlager
right.
that has that burn.
Yeah,
I can
burn.
Deal with that.
You can do that?
I can do that because it's not the same as this like the kind of liquor flavor. Where this doesn't have that liquor.
Right.
And so I get the flavor,
right.
but I'm not dealing
so
with the...
So you can sip that like a nice scotch.
take my time.
I mean, it's in the glass
beer,
for it. But you only pour yourself
just like
a little.
The smallest bit. I'll take a nice cube in there.
Do you have any whiskey stones? I couldn't afford whiskey stones, so I put my marbles in the freezer. It works just as well.
Very elegant.
The dinosaur egg.
I couldn't afford...
The cat's eye, really.
I couldn't afford marbles, so I put my pogs in the freezer.
The metal slammers really hold the chill.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
I like it. It's
unique.
I don't see the reasoning... For the small glass.
Mm-mm.
Because for the small glass plus the alcohol content, it's not high enough. I've had... When you had... You ever had like a St. Bernardus?
Yeah.
To the App 12?
I don't know.
It's in the bigger... Like the ones they have at Thunderbox. The bigger goblets.
Yeah,
that
we're
are
getting,
like
we're getting
two
like,
of them.
We're getting like 6 ounces here. It's like...
For at $6.50 a piece.
Yeah, so, I mean...
In this one I could see...
I hope so.
Because it's 9.5. This one's 7. I believe 7 even. But it...
Yeah.
Just, well, it doesn't
what just,
warrant...
What we just drank, we could have had a full pint of.
Yeah, I've had higher alcohol content in a pint glass.
Yeah, so...
I don't understand that. I don't know if that's...
Maybe he didn't like our look.
Maybe.
We
maybe
came
they
in,
can't handle it. Let me
we
just
talking,
do the small.
I have my camera with me, which is really douchey looking. I mean,
yeah.
I look like an asshole. So.
I was embarrassed.
Most people are, let me tell you.
But yeah, I don't think it warrants the, I'm going to throw up.
No.
No, it doesn't. It's too small. It's too small.
Definitely.
It's only 7, you know, I drink that in my sleep.
On the other hand, I mean, like, they could give you a discount on it. I think that is a good amount for drinking that flavor, because, like, you kind of want to have, like, you know, experience it.
That's what I feel like this one's
going to
be. This one is definitely good. I've had a maple bacon stout before.
Okay.
And
that was intense.
I had, a shot of it. You know, get, like, can I have a taste of that at a bar? I'm like, yeah. And that was just enough. So,
yeah. I mean, the maple milk stout. So it had a nice dark head to it. It was like foamy. It was nice.
And it's
the thing itself, the beer itself is just black, beautiful black, velvety.
It doesn't have. I'm not getting a maple.
You can't smell anything.
I'm not getting a maple.
Let me give it.
I'm getting a smoky like you would get from a stout, but I'm not getting a maple scent to it personally.
I think it might be there, but I don't think I can smell as well as I usually would be able to. So I did sneeze into that. I was snot was dripping into it as I took a sniff.
That's what I'm smelling. Okay, here we go.
All right. Roy is now drinking the milk stout.
There it is.
Oh.
Ooh.
So he got it.
Yeah,
got
like it. I said, this one suits the glass very well.
Son of a bitch. Well.
Yeah, I think this is.
It's tough. Is it? Does it have the smokiness to it?
The maple overpowers.
Just maple. Is it sweet? The sweet.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm gonna love this. I'm gonna pour this on my body and let my lover lick it off of me. My lover's my dog.
Any one of my.
He's a small. He's a small lovers. Pug. He'll be taking this.
Yeah, it's. And then a bitterness like the. Listen, I know maple. So.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Well, it could be just maple tree. It could be just the bark of a maple tree.
So it's not liquid maple.
No,
it is referring to the from. Wood.
The wood, a nice maple.
So they do.
What's
is
this
they
maple?
Take,
this is maple.
This is probably.
Well, this is a redwood,
something.
Right?
So what they do,
Cheerio?
Is they take a bucket of water,
right.
And they take a chunk of maple wood, they set that on fire and let the ash fall into it. And they stir it up with a big spoon, one of those big wooden spoons that they
right.
use to stir clothes that they're dyeing. And swig it around.
Can I pour some of this in there?
Into what? What
are you in this.
Oh, yeah.
I've tasted it.
Yeah, go
I
for
don't
it.
Think
for
you
to
I
have.
Don't, just for me to have... Like, help you out.
Yes.
Because I don't...
There's no way. We're doing some chemistry here. There's no way that you can do it without spilling it, everyone. We have ruined their maple wooden table. Okay,
more,
so...
Here, now we can...
I'm going to take a nice... All right. It's not... It doesn't... I don't smell the maple. Okay, I'm taking... It. Ooh. It's a very, very thick, dark flavor.
Yeah.
Deep flavor. It's not bad. I mean, this you wouldn't want to have too much of, definitely.
No, the goblets. Okay, I think you should do a flight next time. Go on a nice flight.
Do they do that? Do they
yeah. saw some of those people. They've got these little shooters. I've seen the little glass.
That's what we should do.
That's what we should do. Because
we never come here. I mean, I would like to come here more often, but...
Oh, I like it.
It's a nice environment. Assuming
it's
not
environment.
Loud and crazy.
It's annoying to get here because you have to go...
Yeah.
At least I usually...
A
when
back
you go
entrance.
On a, yeah, you
this
go
is
around.
A one-way street.
Yeah.
You're not going to like that.
Tampa's it's on a grid.
Yeah. You may have heard of it. It's a matrix, if you will. The matrix.
So, yeah, you like sweet stuff.
I do like sweet stuff. This is, I mean... It does have that, like, it's like a... It is almost like if you were to burn something up and have that kind of, like, ashy kind
ashy,
of...
Ashy, and you get the, I mean, the maple's there, but it's just...
Burnt.
I just can't,
Burnt.
It's a burnt maple.
Yeah. And really...
It's an ambitious... see what they're going for. That's like people are trying to do that, you know. I've seen a lot of maple stuff recently.
Yeah. I like the idea. But honestly, I don't really taste maple in
no?
this. I don't think so.
No. I get a sweetness, but...
There's a sweetness to it, but I mean, I don't feel like...
Ooh. Yeah,
it's pretty intense. I mean, this is like... Anyway, the sips I take of this are, you know, approximately like a fourth of the size of the regular sip that I would take of anything.
Oh,
it's pretty intense. It completely, like, colors your tongue as you, like,
yeah.
take a sip. You're just like, overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, it coats it.
Yeah.
A little burn.
And the jowls.
Sting, yeah.
I think this too would be suited. I mean, I wouldn't probably want to go the whole thing. So again, this is about 6 ounces or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to drink the whole thing myself, but I think that there's something to like be said for it. Like I think it's It's pretty interesting to drink. It's got, like, an interesting flavor. It's not, like, offensive or repulsive. I think if it were a flight situation and it were maybe, you know, half the size of what they gave us,
That's
I think that would be appropriate for it. Because, like, this is something that you wouldn't want to... I wouldn't want to miss out on it, necessarily.
Yeah, that's why when I first saw it, I was like, yeah, we gotta give it a try. Because last time we came here, they didn't have really anything crazy.
Right.
It was just your basic, you know, 8 beers or whatever.
And it doesn't have any... There's no... It's not like coffee in any way. No. It's about the weight of a coffee, but it doesn't have the flavor of a coffee.
Right. It does. It is very, very thick. Like, you swirl it around and it leaves the brown stink.
Yeah. I mean,
the glass.
You know, it is. It is a brown stink. not unfamiliar to many of us with poor bowels.
Poor bowel issues.
But,
it's got some legs.
Got some legs on it. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't dislike it. I definitely don't dislike it.
No. But I've had it. I don't think I'd ever have the desire to get it again.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, I think I would sooner order this over the Jim Beam one, though.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, like, and this is something that would obviously you'd have to sip and kind of like.
Yeah, it would take you a little bit to. You want to take your time to get through it.
But I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
No, I'm not not the biggest fan. It's
nope.
Very
feeling it. I would like to have more of a maple flavor, though. Like, I that's what I feel like is missing. I mean, I don't know. So you said you had, like, a bunch of maple stuff.
Yeah.
Do you ever get the real flavor of maple in
there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the last one that I had was very... It was maple bacon, but you couldn't even really taste the bacon. It was just...
See, my fear would be that you would taste the bacon. I don't know if I want that. But the maple, I mean, I enjoy it. I don't know. Do they make mead with maple?
I mean, you could, right?
It's like the same thing.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, it's. I don't know. It's very sweet. I don't mind it to me.
It's got something going on with it. Definitely not a casual drink, but.
No. You'd have to be.
If you're in the mood for it, if you're physically and emotionally prepared for it, it can happen. Make it happen.
It's picking up here.
It is. There are dogs in the building now.
There's dogs here. And I'm not talking about just that lady over there.
The way she looks is similar to a dog.
Similar to a dog.
I'm not attracted to her. Not attracted to her. This is how they do. This is the trivia night. It's kicking in. But final thoughts on either of these little monstrosities.
I'm not a fan of the maple stout. Just not a fan. Too sweet.
Would you drink any other maple?
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah, I've had other stuff.
Again,
that
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I've had other stuff. I've had maple browns where. It's not as sweet.
Yeah. And you've had milk stouts that you've had.
Yeah.
So you feel like this is just a miss.
Yeah, I'm not a... It's just too sweet. Like I said, the snifter is very, very fitting.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm drinking a pint of that, you'd be here for 2 hours. Like, it would...
Oh, my God. That would be the worst night of your life.
Yeah.
Like, why have I done this? What did I sign on for? Probably leave with someone. And the other,
I liked it.
Belgian.
I would have stuck with that and...
But they
split. It's on the split. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't give us enough. I mean.
Yeah, I didn't.
They're both really interesting tastes. So again, a flight would have been ideal for these. You just want to have a little taste of each of them.
We'll have to ask about that next time.
I think maybe next time I'll order something that's whatever their best seller is or the most. Like, this is our standard kind of fare. I thought that was the Betchy. And maybe it is, but...
That's what I
didn't
thought.
Care
I thought
for
you
that.
Got the nitrous one.
I got the nitrous, but it was... was too batchy.
It left a lot so to be desired.
It did. It certainly did. It's heating up here.
A lot of hot men here.
Sexy. Sexual. Gentlemen.
Sexual looking men.
Their faces are going comfortable. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel.
I feel good.
So we're split. You would have taken that one.
I would
have stuck with the Belgian rye.
Yeah.
Aged.
But again, only in a situation where I was like, I want to sit down with this, which I could definitely see, but not an everyday drink.
That one you could sit down and sip it like a scotch.
Yeah, pretty much. So. We'll come back.
We will be back.
We will find a beer that we really like from this place at some point. Or we won't, and we will burn them to the ground.
Yeah, which we're not going to do.
But we might, so, you know, if it happens.
So if it happens,
look to
you
us.
Know what I'm looking for.
Probably us.
No, but seriously, don't.
We didn't do shit.
We didn't do it.
We would never. God bless America.
But not Florida Avenue, bro. If we can't find a beer that we like here.
Right. Which is
And can I say, they should have a website. They don't have a website.
They don't have a website at all?
They use Facebook.
Right.
I'm not a fan of that. They do, but I'm not. I like... I just like...
I agree. I wouldn't go that route. But
that's neither here nor there.
Right.
It's a nice
general
nice place. It's a nice looking place.
It is, and it feels like when I came in, I felt like, you know, it's like a living room.
That's what I did read a review who said it's like going to a party in your neighbor's basement. And that's what it was. This guy, I know, Rick. His name's Rick.
Fuck Rick.
But it does look like someone redid
You're
their.
Out there listening.
You
damn. If Rick suddenly dies, we're the ones.
I forced Roy at gunpoint to eat his hat. That's where his heart is.
I don't know who Rick is, but he deserves to die, and I will feed his heart to Roy.
Rick Moranis.
Oh. Well, I take it back.
No?
It's too late.
Because he wouldn't make Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 3. So you killed him.
Oh, he was a god. Now he's tired.
Someday, Rick.